Every year, Equal Pay Day raises awareness of the gender pay gap between men and women. Women typically make about 80 cents for every dollar paid to white men. But not all women are paid the same. Latinas currently make only 53 cents on the dollar, the lowest of any race or ethnicity. And in New York City, the Latina wage gap is even worse than in the country as a whole. A new report by the New York City Comptroller's Office says 3 in 10 Latinas in New York City live in poverty. Latino USA producer Maggie Freeling went to Sunset Park, Brooklyn, to look at why this wage gap exists. And she met a young woman who's trying to make ends meet on a nanny's salary.
Hi. How are you?
I'm meeting with Sylvia Reyes outside the back entrance at a basement apartment in Sunset Park.
This is my little brother, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
We walk in and
Hi.
Greet her little brother, who's playing video games, and her mom, who's standing adjacent, doing her friend's hair. Sylvia leads me into a room, and we sit down on the bed to talk. She tells me she's 25, and she loves writing. Her mom brought her to New York City from Mexico 10 years ago. But she also tells me she's frustrated with her life.
I don't know. I feel like my mom came here a long time ago to a better life for me. And I don't think this is a better life for me right now.
Right after she moved to the U.S., Sylvia dropped out of high school. She says she was having culture shock, feeling depressed, and she didn't know any English. So she wound up in the workforce at 15 and stayed there.
And sometimes I feel like I'm not existing here. It's like, who I am, what I'm doing here, what are my dreams, what I'm good at it. It's just all I can think about. It's like I'm a bank and I have to pay everything. Sometimes I don't have time to think about myself.
Right now, Sylvia has to support both her mom and her 9-year-old brother who live with her.
I'm not a mother, but right now I'm taking care of my brother and my mom. I have to see for other people, not just me now. It's a lot of work and a lot of responsibility.
But on her salary, it's really hard to support 3 people. Nearly a quarter of all domestic workers, including house cleaners, caregivers, and nannies like Sylvia, live in poverty. They're also a majority women of color. The median salary for domestic workers nationally is $12,000 per year, but it can go as low as $9,000 for nannies. The low pay for domestic workers is one of the reasons for the vast gap in wages between Latina women and other groups, because Latinas make up a large portion of these jobs. And in New York City, where Sylvia lives, according to the new Comptroller's report, the wage gap for Latinas is larger than in the state and the country. In fact, November 1st is Latina Equal Pay Day, a symbolic day meant to raise awareness about how much less Latinas are making than others. It's on November 1st because Latinas have to work a year and 10 months, all the way to November, to make as much money as a white man makes in just 1 year. But for Latinas in New York City, Equal Pay Day wouldn't be until the following January. Basically, Latinas in New York City have to work more than 2 years to make what an average white man makes in a single year.
The value, I think, in presenting the data in this way and comparing all of these statistics to white non-Hispanic men in the city is to make the point that this is not inevitable.
This is Allison Sulkowski. She's a senior research analyst in the Comptroller's Office who worked on the new report. And she says,
it does not need to be this way. The disparities that we see are the natural and, in many cases, the intended consequence of decades of policies that are rooted in racism and sexism.
For example, domestic workers have historically been excluded from basic labor protections like wage theft, overtime, and harassment. Sylvia says she's experienced all of this working as a nanny. She says a few years ago she was working for a family where the father would undress in front of her.
This man was just walking there around me in their underwear. And every time it was like he was going to get ready to go out, it was changing her clothes in front of me. It's horrible. It's uncomfortable. I didn't feel safe in that place.
At the time, Sylvia wasn't aware that New York State passed a Domestic Workers Bill of Rights in 2010, one of only 8 states as of right now to do so. The bill, in theory, guarantees domestic workers things like the right to overtime pay, minimum wage, and 3 paid days rest per year. But many people who work in this industry still don't report exploitation for fear of retaliation.
Do you think that's why employers might take advantage? Because they know that?
Yes, they know that, she doesn't have papers, so what she can do? And they start telling them some kind of things to scare her. So that's why some people don't want to talk or don't want to say anything. Because if I say something, they want to call immigration or something like that.
The research analyst Allison says the impact of doing jobs like this doesn't just affect the worker.
They last across generations. They compound over time, right? Because they earn less, so then they are less able to save for retirement. But that also impacts their children, their access to adequate health care. It impacts their ability to leave an abuser.
The report also says that Latinas are more likely to be the breadwinners of their family, more than any other group of women. Like Sylvia, who at 25 feels stuck, supporting her mom and brother. Like she has no way out. She'd like to finish high school eventually, but she works so much to support her family, she can't find the time or money to take off.
I'm frustrated about that. It's like, if I have the chance to go to school to do something, I can do better things, you know? But right now, it's not an option because I have to pay rent. I can't afford it to go to school right now.
So in the meantime, she focuses on educating other people about their rights as domestic workers, something she found out about only after years of working in the industry. 2 years ago, she went to take a CPR class and met organizers with the National Domestic Workers Alliance, an advocacy organization. Sylvia eventually joined them.
We help people, we talk to them about their rights, about what they need to know.
She hopes that by educating more women about their rights, that the industry will someday become a better one. A job where Latinas don't have to work a whole extra year to make as much money as a white man.
Thanks to Latino USA producer Maggie Freeling for that story.